This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the January 11th, 2024 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating in the call, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephone if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel of RI Housing. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view the agenda and information on each of the actions the trust will be taking this morning. In the event the teleconference portion is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Carol Ventura, trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and executive director of Rhode Island Housing, will preside at this morning's meeting. Trustees and other RA Housing commissioners, please do state your name each and every time prior to speaking. And with that, I will turn to Carol Ventura to proceed with today's agenda and the role of the trustees in attendance.
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura. The time is 10:40 a.m. Let me call a roll. Commissioner Pryor?
Here.
Carol LaChapelle?
Here.
Thank you. Let's move on to action item number one, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on
October 19th, 2023.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion?
None.
All those in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on October 19th, 2023, please say aye.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Great. Thank you. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number two on the agenda is approval of Homeowner Investment Fund funding. Here, Lauren, be presenting.
Thank you, Carol. Lauren Farley, Program Manager. And this request for action is for the approval of one award under the Homeownership Investment Fund. It's created to provide financing to qualified developers to purchase, rehabilitate, or construct homes for sale to households earning up to 100% AMI. It was created in 2018 by Rhode Island Housing and the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. We've had 4 separate funding rounds since and awarded approximately $4 million in funding to increase the development of homeownership opportunities for households earning up to 120% AMI. In June of last year, the trustees of the Affordable Housing Trust approved modifications to the HIF program that prioritized ready-to-proceed projects within 4 months of funding award, reduced the maximum sales price to households at 100% of AMI rather than 120% AMI, and allowed the acceptance of applications on a rolling basis. Last July, Rhode Island Housing issued an RFP for the 4th round of HIF with $2 million available to award. In response, we received 6 proposals requesting a little over $2 million in HIF funding. 5 HIF awards were approved in October last year, and they're all scheduled to close by the end of this month. Today, I'm here to recommend a 6th proposal in the amount of $883,730. This award will produce 6 HIF-assisted units in the city of East Providence. It meets all of Rhode Island Housing's threshold criteria for this program. Burnside Hoppin Homes is sponsored by SWAP. They are proposing the new construction on vacant lands of 3 two-family homes. Each home will have a 3-bedroom owner-occupied unit and a 1-bedroom rental unit. They'll complement the existing neighborhood homes, and the homes will be sold to buyers earning up to 80% AMI, and the rental unit will be occupied by a tenant earning up to 60% AMI. And this two-family model is the most in demand in SWAP's Build-A-Buyer program. And doing great constructing these. happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Lauren. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion, questions from the commissioners?
Kevin Horn, I have some questions.
I see good.
I guess, broadly speaking, I saw that there was an article in the Providence Journal about a similar project up in Pawtucket, and maybe Lisa was still here, she could speak to that. But the issue was is that the units were not selling. Those were selling at $300,000 a unit in Pawtucket. It looks like the simple math here, you're saying $691,000 of sales proceeds. We're looking to divide by three. We're looking at about $230,000 a unit. So, and if I do the further math and I look at the, you know, the loan payment, et cetera, it looks like that should be an amount that would be enticing to someone. Especially when there's a rental income from that one-bedroom apartment. So it looks like this is set up for success, but it only has so much money per month to pay taxes, insurance, and maintenance. I'm wondering, can we assist in some of those somehow, or can the municipality assist in that, maybe give a tax abatement while there's this income or de-restriction in place, for instance?
What a great opportunity for proactive development. I didn't say that. I didn't.
I mean, I know on the finance side, we have some ways we can make.
We do. Down payment assistance.
But on some of these other areas, there's just that band of families that don't make too much money so that they qualify, but make enough money so that they can pay it is razor thin. So even little bits of, if we say $50 a month on taxes or something like that, I think it could go a long way.
Mm-hmm. This is Anne. I would say there are some municipalities that do recognize that. I honestly don't know if East Providence does, but I do know that East Providence has been a big supporter of this proposal, as well as some of the work that One Neighborhood Builders is doing. So I think it's absolutely a great conversation for these folks to have.
Second part of that is just to drive down the cost. So I just have to throw out, you know, $400,000 acquisition cost on 60 units. $67,000 a unit seems really high. Is there a good reason for that, hopefully?
It actually appraised for a little bit more. This received a staff loan. So I think the answer is land is in short supply, and that's what it costs.
Yeah. We're so happy with the partnership with East Providence. So they are doing a terrific job embracing affordable housing development. It's their top bread and butter.
This is what they are really good at. They're actually ready to break ground.
They have the education.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yep.
And Lauren, are the units, the rental units, restricted? Income restricted 60% of the year. So I believe we had a motion and a second. All in favor? Thank you. Three affirmative votes. Great. Moving on to action item number three, approval of preservation loan program financing for the Avenue Inn.
Yes, good morning. This is Anne Burke. So this is the companion action, the larger action that the Rhode Island Housing Board approved for the full financing for the Avenue. This is the last piece. It's $1.5 million out of the Preservation Loan Fund. I'm happy to go into any detail, but I'm thinking you probably have all the information you need. I'm happy to answer any questions.
So can I have a motion on this? Any discussion, questions, further discussion on the Avenue? Okay. Motion to approve and a second. Any further? No. Corey?
All those in favor of approving a preservation loan program fund financing package for the Avenue in Providence, please say aye.
Aye.
With three affirmative votes, the motion is approved.
Okay, so we have no further business. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Two, Cap.
Eight.
Right.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.